John chapter 14, verse 1 through 6. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how canst we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I never get tired of John chapter 14, verse 1 through 6. I never weary of reading this portion of Scripture. It is indeed one of my favorite passages of Scripture, where Jesus Christ, speaking to his disciples and comforting of his disciples, calls them to not let their hearts be troubled. We want to preach on the subject we would entitle The Therapy of Heaven. The Therapy of Heaven. Jesus Christ is drawing near to the end of his ministry. He enters into a very long portion of Scripture leading up to his arrest and his ultimate crucifixion. He is preparing the disciples for his death, for his parting. But maybe even a little bit more so, because they really wouldn't understand some of these things till afterwards. But maybe even a little bit more so, he is preparing them here for his departure. He's preparing them for his returning back to heaven, returning back to the Father, and he is encouraging them not to let their hearts be troubled as they look forward to his returning to the Father and his not being with them and not being amongst them as he was day unto day. And the Lord seeks to comfort them. The Lord seeks to encourage them not to let their hearts be troubled by speaking about the subject of heaven. By speaking about heaven. Heaven is the subject of John 14, verse 1 through 6. And Jesus Christ is calling the disciples not to let their hearts be troubled, because in his Father's house there were many mansions, and he was going to prepare a place for them. And if he went to prepare a place for them, he would come again and he would receive them unto himself, that they might be where he is. He was preparing to leave. This would be disturbing to them. And he encourages them with the subject of heaven not to let their hearts be troubled because of the reality of heaven. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You believe what my Father says, then believe what I have to say. What do I have to say? I have to say to you, in my Father's house there are many mansions. In heaven, where my Father dwells, there are many dwelling places. And I'm going there, and I have to leave you. But I have to go there, and I have to return to my Father's place. But I'm going to prepare a place for you. And again, if I go and prepare a place for you, he says to the disciples, when it's ready, when it's finished, I will return. And I will receive you unto myself. I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, he's going to heaven. That where I am, there you may be also. In Colossians chapter 1, keep your place there in John, but look to Colossians chapter 1. Verse 3, 4, and 5. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. He says in verse number 3, Paul does to the Colossians, we give thanks to God, we give thanks to the Son, we give thanks to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ for the hope, saying to the Colossians, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Heaven is a thought, heaven is a message. That should encourage the hearts of God's people. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we're feeling, no matter what the difficulty, no matter how deep the sorrow, no matter how great the loneliness, thoughts of heaven should be therapeutic to us. Thoughts of heaven should calm our hearts and calm our souls and lift our spirits. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter likewise encourages those that are being written to. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, 4, and 5 again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Notice verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. He blesses God, he praises God, just as the Apostle Paul did there in the Colossian letters. He reminds them, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they have an inheritance that is incorruptible, undefiled, one that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven. Reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Heaven is a blessed hope. Heaven is a comforting thought. Heaven is where we need to go. And hear the Lord saying to us, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, then believe also in me. You believe what God has to say, then believe what I have to say. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. I go there. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, there you may be also. Don't let your hearts be troubled. When you're troubled, or you're fearing, or you're sorrowing, whatever might come against you might disturb your rest and your peace. Hear Jesus Christ saying, don't let your heart be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. I think it was last week. last Sunday maybe, I talked about how heaven can be a complicated subject because there's heaven where God is now, where Jesus Christ is. There's heaven where we're going to go when Jesus Christ comes for us. But the Bible also speaks about the millennial kingdom, the middle millennial reign of Jesus Christ, and that's going to be upon this earth. The Bible also tells us that there's a new heaven, there's a new earth coming. God's people are going to dwell upon that new heaven and that new earth. When eternity ushers in, or is ushered in, we kind of wonder, well, exactly, will that be? Where exactly will we be? Where exactly will heaven be found? And the Lord brought me to this conclusion, brought me to this thought. Irregardless of what takes place on earth for the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, irregardless of the new heaven and the new earth and the destruction of this present earth, irregardless of where we may end up ultimately in eternity as we go off into eternity with glorifying the Father, irregardless of all of these points that might be considered, you don't get to any of these points without going through heaven. Wherever you're going to be in God's eternal plan, you don't get there without going through heaven. Everyone is at some time or another, if they're saved and they know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, everyone is going to go through heaven. Jesus Christ at the rapture is going to come and take all of his people, all of the saved up, going to raise them, and they go with him to heaven. We've seen in chapter 4 and chapter 5 of Revelation, all the saints gathered around the throne of God. You don't get into any part of God's eternal plan without going through heaven. So heaven is a reality. It is a reality to every single one of us here who claim Jesus Christ as our Savior. Maybe I shouldn't say heaven is a reality to everybody who claims Jesus Christ as their Savior, because some might claim him who aren't really saved. I don't know that. That's God's business. But heaven is a reality to everyone who truly knows Jesus Christ as their Savior. And we want to think about this wonderful place called heaven. The way the Lord uses it in a therapeutic way to comfort his people. Let not your hearts be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. Don't let your heart be troubled. As you go through the remaining days of your life and I have to leave you and I go to be with the Father, don't let your heart be troubled. In my Father's house, my Father's dwelling place, there are many dwelling places. And I'm going to one day come, receive you unto myself. I'm going to one day come, and you're going to be where I am. I'm going to heaven, and one day I'm going to come for you, and you're going to be with me in heaven. Consider the therapy of heaven. I thought initially I would title this message, Glimpses of Glory. Glimpses of Glory, that's a good title. Maybe we'll preach from this passage of Scripture again, use the same thought. Glimpses of glory. That's what Jesus has given us here. John chapter 14. He's giving us a therapy for troubled hearts, difficult times. As we spoke several weeks ago about coming to church for the right reason. Coming to church not because it's commanded. Coming to church not because it's sin if we don't come to church. But we spoke about coming to church for the positive reason. Come to church to be blessed. Come to church to hear the Lord. Come to have Him speak unto you and to speak unto me peace. Peace. We ought to come to church to hear Him say peace. But we also need to hear Him say, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't we have times of trouble? Don't we have times of turbulence? Don't we have times when we don't understand? Don't we have times when sorrow seems to overwhelm us? Don't we have times, though we're sometimes in a crowd, don't we have times of great loneliness? I think I've told you about the message that I've been working on for some time now from Ecclesiastes. Talks about getting old. And how as you get old, you're looking through the windows. You're looking through the windows. And speaking about the eyes. And the thought there in Ecclesiastes is a word to the young people. Remember your Creator now in the days of your youth, before old age creeps up on you. And it lists great big long list of the side effects of getting old. And it talks about looking out the windows, and you begin to lose your sight. You begin to experience diminished ability to see. It's talking about a time that can be very lonely. Because as you look out the windows of your soul, as you look out the windows of these eyes, you're the only one in there. You're the only one in there looking out. Of course, you have the Lord, and the Lord's in there with you. He's the presence of His Spirit within us. But life can be very lonely at times, especially when you're having difficulties and challenges and hardships. But Jesus says, during those times, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let yourself get lonely. Don't let yourself sink in a pool of despair. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe what I'm saying to you. In my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I am going to come again for you. So don't let your heart be troubled. And I will be the first to say to you tonight, or this morning, that's much easier said than done. I'm not putting before you some simplistic, easy-to-follow guide to not being troubled. Because our situations and our circumstances are real, and this old flesh is weak. I'm not saying it's easy, but I will boldly declare unto you that it's possible, because Jesus spoke these words. And with Him all things are possible. And He spoke these words for us to overcome troubled hearts. To overcome troubled hearts. Don't let your heart be troubled. Think about heaven. The first thing when you think about heaven, you need to be reminded, God's there. God's there. This is another thought that we've spoken, or words have come out of our mouth recently on. God is everywhere. God is omnipresent. But at the same time, He can be some places in a special way. He can be with his church, in the midst of his church, in a special way, though he's everywhere. And God is everywhere, but God is in a special way depicted for us in Scripture as seated upon the throne of heaven. Yes, God is almighty, God is omniscient, but he's also on the throne of heaven. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house. That word house doesn't mean a single family unit. That word house means abode or dwelling place. As he speaks these words of encouragement to them, and he calls them not to let their hearts be troubled, believe what I have to say, in my Father's dwelling place. Heaven is where God dwells in a special way, seated upon his throne. And again, in those early chapters of Revelation, God is described there upon his throne. He's not described bodily as we see Christ described in the first chapters of Revelation, but there is a description given that tries to explain the glory of God as he sits upon the throne or as he rules over heaven. Jesus taught the disciples to pray to our Father. Our Father, which art where? Our Father, which art in heaven. Matthew 6, verse 9. Psalm chapter 139. Psalm 139. Verse 7. Through 12. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. The psalmist is talking about God. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about thee. Yea, the darkness hideth not thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. If I ascend up to heaven, you're going to find God there. And that's a comforting thought. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe what I'm saying to you. In my Father's house, where my Father dwells, which is heaven, then he speaks the following words that we'll be looking at momentarily. As we think about heaven, those words, don't let your heart be troubled. Think about heaven, because heaven is where God is. Well, another thing that Jesus reveals to us here in John chapter 14 is not only that heaven is where God is, but heaven is where Christ is. It's where Christ was before eternity, before the beginning of time. It's where Christ returned after his resurrection and ascension. It is where Christ went to wait for the sign from the Father to bring his children home. And that's where Jesus Christ is this morning. Isn't that a comforting thought? No matter what you're going through, don't let your heart be troubled. God is on the throne of heaven. Think about heaven. That's where God is. But you also find Jesus Christ at the right hand of the Father. That's where Jesus is. You can't think about heaven very long at all and truly think about heaven and not be calm, not to be brought into a right spirit, a right attitude. Jesus said there in verse number 2 of our text, in God's dwelling place, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would tell you. If this was not true, I would tell you so. Last part of verse number 2, he says, I go. Where is he going? He's going. He's going to the Father's house. He's going to heaven. He was going to prepare a place for them. A little while ago, I made the statement, no matter where we're going to end up in eternity and how everything unfolds with the new heaven and the new earth and the glorifying of God throughout eternity, everybody gets there by going through heaven. Another wonderful statement that I think will cheer our whole souls and spirits is to remember, wherever Jesus is heaven to his people. Wherever Jesus is. See, when the rapture takes place, we have the promise of Scripture that we rise up to go and forever to be with the Lord. So from that moment on, wherever the Lord is, you're going to find his people. You're never going to find his people separated from him, however things are realized in the grand scheme of things. As far as eternity speaks. But Jesus says, I go to my Father's dwelling place, my Father's abode. I go to prepare a place for you. Heaven is where Jesus is. John chapter 3, just several pages back to your left. Verse number 13. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man. Who is he speaking about? Speaking of himself. Even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. The only one that ever ascended to heaven. The only one that came down from heaven. The only one that is in heaven. According to this text, is an application to Jesus Christ. I thought about the words of Stephen, as they were picking up those stones and stoning Stephen to death. Stephen said, I saw heaven opened. I saw heaven opened. And who do you think he saw? You really think heaven was opened? You think he was just hallucinating? Think he was out of his head? And I would tend to believe what the Bible says. I think there's an unappreciated miracle there when Stephen was stoned. Heaven was opened up. And you know who he saw? I saw Jesus on the right hand of the Father. And that's when they really got mad at Stephen. That's when they really started throwing rocks at him. That's when they really wanted to kill him. because he saw heaven open and he saw Jesus there. This Jesus that they didn't want to hear about. But Jesus is there. Don't let your heart be troubled. Back in our text, verse number 2 again. God is there. It's God's dwelling place. Jesus is there. I go there to prepare a place for you. Verse number 2. Don't miss this little wonderful piece of information. In my Father's house, in my Father's abode, my Father's dwelling place, there are many mansions. Many mansions. The word mansion there comes from a word that means a staying, a residence, an abode, or a mansion. Where my Father dwells, I am going and I am going to dwell, and there are many others that dwell there. Who do you think they are? Well, there are an uncountable number of folks. But I believe included in that many mansions, included in those multitudes of people that are in heaven now as we speak, many of them are brothers and sisters in Christ and dear ones and loved ones who have gone on before us. And that is a comforting thought to know that there are those who have gone on before us that are in the presence of the Lord. They're in heaven even now. We serve the same God. We believe in the same Savior. So if they're there and they made it because of Jesus Christ, one day we're going to be there and we're going to make it because we know Jesus Christ as our Savior. And that'll calm you down. Think of all those people in heaven. And I don't want to get all misty-eyed and into fairy tale land. So I'll not try to pick at your heartstrings. But what I know the scriptures to teach is that in heaven we're going to be known as we are known. I do believe that our dear ones that are in heaven at this moment are in a glorified state, waiting for the coming of the Lord when they're going to come with Him and their bodies are going to be raised. It's comforting to think about that. And how it's going to be like when we get there, we're going to have a glorified body. It's going to be in a glorified state. So we're going to think right. We're going to feel right. And we'll never have any trouble again. Let not your heart be troubled. Think about heaven. God's there. Jesus Christ is there. Our loved ones and those that have gone on before us, they're there. There's going to be a grand reunion, we like to say, someday in glorified states and glorified bodies. But the great comfort of this therapy that we're looking at in John 14 is one day we're going to be there. One day we're going to be there. No matter what life throws at you, you got the comfort of one day you're going to heaven. One day you're going to be in the presence of the Lord. One day you're going to be reacquainted with all of those that have gone on before. One day we're going to be there. So can't we hang on just a little longer? Can't we trust the Lord just a little while more? Can't we just lift our spirits out of the ditches and the pits of life? Can we just for a little while not let our hearts be troubled when we remember that one day we're going to be there? It's not a pipe dream. It's not make-believe. It's not fairy tale land. Heaven is real. And one day all of His people are going to be there. I go to prepare a place for you. I can't even get into some of the glorious thoughts that come to my mind when I think about that you. But He's talking to His disciples. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That word place means a spot. A location. I go to prepare a spot for you. To prepare a location for you. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, Jesus Christ called His disciples to rejoice. Rejoice about what? Rejoice that your name is written where? In heaven. Don't let your heart be troubled. God is there. Jesus is there. Many others are there. Our loved ones that have gone on before us in Christ. They're there. One day we're going to be there. And we're going to be there because our names are written there in the Lamb's Book of Life. How do I know my name is written? How do you know your name is written in heaven? If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you know it. Because you wouldn't know Jesus Christ as your Savior if your name wasn't written there. But you know Jesus Christ as your Savior because your name was written there. Jesus Christ came and died, gave His life for you, and promised to one day come and take you to that place. Rejoice, for where I am, where I'm going, you're going to be there also. Matthew chapter 6 tells us that where our treasure is, there is our heart also. And He tells us to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Where there's no moths, no rust, no thieves. One day, we're going to be there. So don't let your heart be troubled. Think about heaven. Remember, God is there. Our Lord is there. Many others are there who died in Christ and who were near and dear and precious to us. And just before I go any further, every once in a while, it'll bless your heart just to think about those that have already passed. Near and dear saints that are in the presence of the Lord in a far, far better place than we. You start looking at the roll in your memory. This one's gone, and this one's gone, and this one died, and this one's passed. That they're all in the presence of the Lord. It'll bless your heart. You'll rejoice that they were a part of your life, that one day you'll see Him again. We move on. Don't let your heart be troubled. Remember, one day, you're going to be there. You're going to be there. In closing, very seriously now, Not everybody. I hear this. Not everybody gets to go to heaven. That's nowhere taught in the scriptures. Not everybody here right now, as they sit here, are going to heaven. Not everybody gets to go. Not everybody who wants to go to heaven is going to get to go. A lot of people want to go, but they're not going to get there because they're not going the right way. Not everybody that thinks they're going to go is going to go and get there. Because we might be messed up in our thinking. We may not really know the Lord. We may have been deceived. But this I know, when I think about who can go, everyone and anyone who sees themselves a sinner and believes that Jesus Christ died for their sins, was buried and rose again, and is one day coming again for them. Anybody who knows, truly knows Jesus as their Savior, not only can go, but is going to go to heaven. Don't let your heart be troubled. Think about heaven a little bit. And you'll come up out of that state. If you're here and you're troubled about whether or not you're going to be there, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will assuredly find yourself in heaven one day. Let's stand.